Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello, I think I'm the only one so far.
Yes, you are.
Well, how are your Shabbat?
Shabbats are always wonderful.
Thank you, and mine was too.
I'm glad, Judy. You're doing well?
Yeah, I am. Thank you for your information and your word stuff. Yes, it helped me very much. Thank you.
I'm glad. It's always difficult to really know.
Yeah, it is. It's just, you know. Anything changed, it's difficult.
Gabriella.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Kodesh Shavuot Tov. Kodesh Tov.
Shavuot Tov.
Give me 1 second. Good evening. Kodesh Tov. Shavuot Tov.
Good evening. Kodesh Tov.
Good evening. Shavuot Tov.
Please join me in saying the Amidah. Ana bekoa gedulat shemincha tati terura alafet gimel yutat sadi kabel rinat amcha sagvenu. Aharein no ra kufrei shayin sintet nun nagibor dor sheyuchutcha kevavat shamrem nun gimel dalet yud kav shin barchem tacharim. Rachamei sikatcha tamid gamlem betet resh tzaditat gimel chasin kadosh berov tuvcha nael adata ket kuf bet ket nunayin yachid geah Lamcha penei zokre kidushata Yud gimel lamed hei zayin ku Shavatenu kabel Ushma tziakatenu Yodeya talumot Shin kufav tzadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chamnun, Erech Apayin, V'rav Chesed V'emet, No tzerchesed la'alafim, no se'awon wa'fesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. Lashem Yehud Kutchabri Fu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urkimu Utkilu Utkilu Urkimu Leakta Lashem Yudhe Babhe The Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sot Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Maaseya Deinu Kodanei Aleinu Maaseya Deinu Kodaneihu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nanda Kucha Perichu Koma De Aved Le'ela Wetata Tolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Le'ela Mila Bialma Divai Barch Padach Yaleya Minea ulan haga, beya kalana deha ulu ovada, dikshot inun wikola itzterich, be alma. Energy of the year 5780, this current year, as a revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. And the way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to both energies. Tonight, we're going to be studying Ezekiel chapter 23, verse 36.
Vayomer Hashem Eli Ben Adam Atishpot Et Ahala V'et Ahaliva V'hageid Lachen Et Toavotechen Hashem said, moreover unto me, Son of Man, will thou judge Ohola? And Oholiba, then declare unto them their abominations. The year 5774 brought the energy of peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wetzamti makom le'amili Yisrael untati v'shakam taktav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosi v'nei avla la'anoto ta'asher barishona. Will now connect to the 72 names of God using a tool of saying each letter out loud in sequence, utilizing its root vowel.
Wahe wayo la yo sayote alame mehe shi la la he aka akaheta. Heza yo alada la awa heya yoza la me behe ere yo he kome la awa kala yo la wawa behe la nula ha yo 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 me la he heya te he wa nuta he heya a yo re ta shi a he. Rayo yo awa me lakabe washire yohe wa lahehe kawako me nuda anu yo he ame rehe a yo yoza hey 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 me yo ha wawa la yo lahe ta ala areyo ashila me yo he wahe wa danu yo hey hey shi ame me. Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo
he me tare. Wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa. Re a he yo he be yo he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. We use the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me me be shi la yo he anu he a tam pe ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi ya yo he ta shi ya he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa shi te re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da la nu yo he a wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he mai za re yo a he be yo a he a la wa me za yo da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, which is the 29th day of Sivan, there are no Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day. But I'm going to read and connect to the names of the Tzaddikim who left on Shabbat. We don't normally have a connection as a group, as a community, to the people who leave on that any given Shabbat. So I thought we'd utilize their energy tonight, especially as we're going to be moving into the Rosh Chodesh Tammuz tomorrow night, Monday and Tuesday. Rabbi Meshulam Ivrish Halevi Lowy of Tosh. Rabbi Abraham of Dadi. And Rabbi Shimshon Aaron Polanski. We will now connect with the Ani meditation, which is a tool we use to climb the tree of life, reaching up to our class tonight. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod. Yu ahuni wu yo hu. Yu ahuni wu yo hu. Yu ahuni wu yo hu. Od. Yu ahuni wu yo hu. Yu ahuni wu yo hu. Yu ahuni wu yohu. Netzach. Yi ahini wu yohi. Yi ahini wu yohi. Yi ahini wu yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Gevura. Yeach. Niwi Yosh. Yeah. Niwi Yosh. Yeah. Niwi Yosh. Hesed. Yeah. Niwi Yohe. Ya aheni we yo he. Ya aheni we yo he. Bina. Ya aheni we yo he. Ya aheni we yo he. Ya aheni we yo he. Akma. Ya aheni we yo ha. Ya aheni we yo ha. Ya aheni we yo ha. Keter. Ya aheni we yo ha. Ya aheni we yo ha. Ya aheni we yo ha. Ba meditation. Yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wav, yud, hey, wav, hey, yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wav, yud, hey, wav, hey, yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wav, yud, hey, wav, hey, yud. Yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey. And I'd like to say the abridged Kaddish today. Before that, we'll say the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoa in a whisper. The Kaddish. It Kadal, it Kadal, Shemei Rabbah. And we all say Amen. The Alma Divra Kirute, the Amlich, Malchute, Bechayechon, Eliomechon. Uvachaye, Bekol Beit Yisrael, Ba'agala uvizman kariv, Yitbarach v'yishtabach, Yitpa'ar v'yitromam, Yitnase v'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal, Shmei d'kudsha, Ve'ela min kol birkata v'shirata, Ushbechata, Nechemata da amiran bialma Yehe shlama rabba min shabaya V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael V'imru amen Ose shalom bim romav U'yase shalom aleinu V'al kol Yisrael Our class tonight is a Zohar class. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row one, the right-hand column. That will open up a landing page listing all of the parashas. Please scroll down to Parsha Ukat. And when that landing page opens up, scroll to Section 8, which is where we will begin. Please begin at Pasuk 49. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudsha b'richu ishkite b'chilu urchimu utchilu utchilu urchimu. Le'akta l'shem yudhe b'vav he. L'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. V'ayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu karenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu karenehu. Batach v'yamar tovah ya yo mi la da la ya da na ma ka mar to va ha ma ya hi yo ma ma de hi yo ta ha ha sha me kur si ya yo mi ta na le ya to va ha ma im na ha la ya Shapira Kadihi Sharyayo Imchon De Yisrael Deinun Nachalavi Advadi Lalit Ashrava. The translation. He opened the discussion with the verse, wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is more profit to them that see the sun. If this matter had not been revealed to me, I would have no idea of its meaning. Wisdom is good refers to Chokmah that is underneath the sun, which is a throne that is prepared for the sun, that is Zeranpin, which is Chokmah in Malchut, meaning the lower Chokmah referred to as under the sun, and called the throne. Wisdom is good with an inheritance, means it is well and good when Chokmah, which is Malchut, dwells with Israel, so they will be attached to her, since they are the inheritance and the lot of Malchut. My commentary. Actually, this pasuk is clear as written with the help of Rabbi Ashlag's commentary. Otherwise, it would not be clear at all. Wisdom is the inheritance of Israel when they learn to appreciate the responsibility that goes with it. This is my opinion. Pasuk 50. Aval tushpachta Yatir liroe hashamesh leidu tisaku leitcha bira Peshim shaul itkashra Beyad achit beilana Techaye umandi achit Beya b'kol ha'achi b'chayim dehay alma U'chaye di alma di'ate V'dahu diktiv V'yitron da'at ha'chachma Techaye bi'ale aleyaha My vayitron dat da'ilana dechaye Yitron dileya mahu ha'chapa vaday Dehatoram me'chapma ila anafta. The translation. However, more profit is for those that see the sun, because they merit to be attached to the sun, which is their antin, and to be connected with him. This one is attached to the tree of life, and whoever is attached to the tree of life is attached to everything, to the life of this world, which is Malchut, and the life of the world to come, which is Bina. Since Zeranpin is attached in Malchut and Bina. This is what is written, but the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to those who have it. The meaning of, but the excellency of knowledge is the tree of life, which is the secret of Da'at and Zeranpin. What is its excellency? It is definitely Chokmah, since the Torah, which is Zeranpin, certainly emanated from higher Chokmah.
which is Abba and Ima. My commentary. Israel is Malkut. Human beings can connect to Zerantin. Thus, there is more for people to do than inherit the Torah. They need to study the Torah, to learn to live the Torah, which brings them through to Bina, by way of Zerantin. Pasuk 51. Tu tova hachma im nachala tova hachma vadaim nachala tatsadika di alma dihu nechora tishimsha dehatirin dargin ilain kachadayat be Bidahu Shapiru Dilchonava Beoter Liroe Hashamesh Leinun Demid Achadin Shim Shatukpa Dikola Shivaha Dikola. The translation. Another explanation for wisdom is good with an inheritance. Assuredly, wisdom is good, which is the lower Chachma, with an inheritance, as the righteous of the world, meaning Yesod in Zerantin, which is the brightness of the sun, since Yesod of Zerantin is the light of Zerantin called sun. Those two levels, Yesod and Malchut, dwell together, and that is their beauty. However, more profit to them that see the sun, namely to those that unite with the sun itself, which is Zerantin, the strength of all and the praise of all. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. It is similar explanation to the one above, yet it says that it is different. How do we then understand this explanation? Pasuk 52.
Vedahu da'at ilana dechaye avecha ukmuha gam belada at nefesh lo tov ma nefesh. Da nefesh tov David malka v'dahachma v'kamran u'gime tach titron v'at achachma v'mitaman ishtar shah ilana v'it meta l'kol sitri V'kein l'kol inun d'achidan Be'ya be'ha'ilana ve'ya da'ashlomo Malka la'ishtaka Ela be'chahu darga d'ileya V'mitaman yadakola Vahawa amar odraiti tahat ashamesh vishavti beraiti vidomer vikain kulhu zakain ninun sadikayayo Gamishtadle Bioraita Vayadin Orho Gamalka Tadisha Ustimin Ilai Dignizin Bioraita Daiktiv Kisharip Arke Hashem Wilgomer.
The translation. The sun is Dat of Zerantin, which is the tree of life, as has already been explained. Also, that the soul be without knowledge is not good. Whose is this soul? It is the good soul of King David, that is Malchut, and that is the Hakma that we mentioned, that at the time that the soul, which is Malchut, is attached to Dat of Zeranpin, it is called lower Hakma. Therefore, the excellency of knowledge, the word is Da'at, is wisdom. From there, from Da'at, the tree is rooted, which is Malchut, and is planted in all directions, to right and left, in all those who become attached to this tree. Therefore, Solomon the king was established only in his level, that is Malchut. From there, he was aware of everything, and he used to say, and moreover, I saw under the sun. That is Malchut that is called under the sun. And also I returned and saw under the sun. The same applies to all. Happy are the just who study the Torah and know the ways of the Holy King and the highly sealed things that are stored and hidden in the Torah, as it is written, for the ways of Hashem are right. My commentary. Da'at is the key to understand this pasuk. Da'at is the level of the binding by striking point between Chachma and Bina. When one truly understands this, one can understand this pasuk. That's the end of this section. Does anyone have any questions? We have enough time, we're going to go on to section 9 as well. We may not finish section 9 tonight, we will see. But we will also be able to connect to it on Thursday night if we do not finish it. Pasuk 53. Yehase v'acharon elam avgomer. Did somebody want to say something? Rabbi Chiya yo patach, v'shabeach ani eta ha-meitim shekvar meitu v'gomer ha-kirayit bar v'yukmu ha-tachatzi kol adoy. The kucha barichu bedina ukshot. The late man deache la kavleya. The yaveim he bideya. The ye marleya ma'auta. The kiruteya ave bekola. The translation. Aaron shall be gathered to his people. Rabbi Chiya opened the discussion with the verse, so I praise the dead that are already dead. We have learned this verse and it has been explained. Come and see. All the deeds of the Holy One, blessed be He, are according to justice and truth. There exists no one that can present Him with any difficulties and object to it. And say to him, what are you doing? And he accomplished everything as he wished. My commentary. There are a number of ways to understand this pasuk. Of course, the Holy One, blessed be He, accomplished everything He wished. So why does the Zohar bring this information to us? The verse from Kohelet can be explained as the dead who are already dead as people who no longer look forward to accomplishing their goals. Usually this is elderly people, but it can also be depressed people. It can also be people who just have become burned out. It can even be children, God forbid. Also, people who are dead while appearing in the illusionary as being alive. Pasuk 54.
Ushabeach ani et hameitim v'ki shlomo malka mishabach l'metayayo yatir min chayayo v'halai kre chayela mandei hu biorach kishot v'hai alma v'kimadiyat amer uvnayahu ben Yehoyada ben ish chai v'ha ukmuha chavrayayo v'rasha delazio v'orakishot ikre mit Bihu mishabea lametim min hachayim.
The translation. So I praise the dead. He asked, does King Solomon then praise the dead more than the living? Here nobody is considered living unless he is on a true path in this world. As it says, and Benai Benaya, Ben Yehoiada, the son of a valiant, or literally a living man. The friends have explained this. The wicked one who does not follow the true path is considered dead. Yet King Solomon praises the dead more than the living ones. My commentary. I wrote this commentary a number of years ago. So far, this has not been explained to me. Perhaps the praising of the dead is due to the greater potential revelation that they have. And that is my opinion, moving to a level of certainty. Pasuk 55.
Ela vadai komiloi di shlomo malka behakbeta itmaru beha itmar vishabeach ani et rahameitim ilu ala ketiv yatir hawa amena haki aval Kewan dikdiv shefar meitu ishtakach mila achara behachmeta shefar meitu zimna achara istalaku min alma vitakam The Afra Kavshin de Hakabil On Shazim Nai Utrain Beda Badayat Freya Itakan Bish Vacha Yatir Meinun Kaye de Adla Kabil On Shazim
The translation. Most definitely, all the words of King Solomon were said with wisdom, and here we were taught, so I praise the dead. If nothing more had been written, I would have said so, that he praises the dead more once more than the living.
But since it is already written that are already dead, we find here another gem of wisdom. That are already dead means that they have already died at a different time, and that they have already departed from the world and were mended by the dust. They have already returned, incarnated, and revisited this world, and most certainly received their punishment, the effect of their actions in their last lifetime, once or twice. Since they were already here in this world twice, it is certain that their station has been more profitably prepared than those living, and that they have not yet received the effect of the reincarnation. My commentary. This is the clarification. King Solomon is praising the people who have been reincarnated more than those who are alive the first time. Still, the question is why? Pasuk 56. Uyad kiti vishabea ani et hametim. Shechvar meitu. Daika ileni nun hain beikrun meitim. Memter ikrun meitim vegin deha ta'amuta amad mota. Ve'agid kai me dechai talma meitim inun umi bein meitayayo. Achad ruvi od al avadim, kadmain kaimin la'atkina. Ve'ivrun meitim min ha'chaim, asher he'ma'chaim. Ve'ad la'tamuta amadimota l'la kabilu. On shayhu vilayadai izakan behahu alma ve'ilav. The translation. Therefore it is written, so I praise the dead that are already dead. And that are already dead is precise, meaning those that are alive now but are considered dead. What is the reason that they are considered dead? It is because they have already felt the taste of death. And although they exist in this world, they are dead. And they were returned here from the dead. In addition, they are ready to repair the earlier activities that they performed prior to dying. Therefore, they are considered dead. Since they are in the process of correcting the deeds of someone who has already died. From these living that are alive, since they have not yet tasted the taste of death and have not received their punishment or the effect of their actions, they do not know if they are worthy of that world or not. My commentary. The verse is continuing to try to explain these words. For me, it is still not clear, although over the years it has become more clear. We're continuing with Pasuk 57. In an earlier year, when we read section 9 alone, we stopped here, but we still have enough sufficient time, thank God. Tachatze zakain dezakam leit kashra bitzrora dechayeidun zakain lemechevme Bikara de Malka ila Kadisha Kemadiat A.
Noam Hashem Uvaker Behekalo Veinun Madoreon Yatir Ila Ami Kol Yinun Malakin Kadishi We're called Argin Dilko Gripa Tahu Atra Ila La Zakain Nilaim Utata Le Becheme Lea Hahidiktiv Ain Lorata Elohim Zolata. We go there. The translation. Come and see the just merit to be bound in the bundle of life. That is Yesod in Zeranpin. They are worthy of seeing the glory of the Holy King, up high as is written. To behold the beauty of Hashem and to inquire in his temple. Their dwelling is higher than all the holy angels. And all their levels, since neither the upper nor the lower grades merit seeing this highest location. This is what is said. Neither has the eye seen that Elohim, besides you, that is the secret of the upper Eden. My commentary. The effect of completing a correction brings the soul part to the upper Garden of Eden. Do you know what Sephirot this refers to? Pasuk 58. The inun de la zakan lesalka kach kach ke inun. Tukta it lon litata kefum or chaihu. Ve ilain la zakan lehahu atar u mecheme. Kima de chama inun dilela. Ve ilain kaime bekiuma. Ve eden tata'a. Vela yatir ve'ite ma maneden tata'a ela da'ayvet eden ve'ikre hachma tata'a ve'da'kaimya al gan divara ve'ashgahuta Tehayeden Aleya the Elaine Gaime the High Gun the Etanun Mayedenda. The translation. Those who do not merit to rise as much as these occupy a place below, according to their deeds. They do not merit that location, and to see what those above see. They merit only to remain in the lower Eden, and not more. If you wonder what the lower Eden is, it is the Eden that is considered lower Chokmah, which is Malchut, and is located over the terrestrial garden. This Eden watches over this garden, and the righteous remain in the Garden of Eden, that is on earth. And enjoy this seat, which is the lower Hachma. My commentary, that in my opinion, this verse is as clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Pasuk 59. Ma bene den tata'a le'ila'a kitron ha'or min ha'choshech eden tata'a ikre edna nuk ba'eden ila'ai re'eden dekar aleya ketivayim lo ra'ata Elohim zulatcha ha'eden tata'a ikre gan le'eden Tilela wehai gan ikre eden Legan dil tata Veilein demishtahe Legan tata Idanun mehai eden dialaihu Bekol shabbat v'shabbat Uvkol yarcha v'yarcha Ahidikiyu achaya midei chodesh v'chadsho U'midei shabbat v'shabbat po. The translation. What is the difference between the lower Eden and the higher Eden? It is as far as light excels darkness. The lower Eden is called pleasure. The Hebrew word is Edna, which is female, and the higher Eden is considered delight. The Hebrew word is Eden, which is masculine. About this it is written, neither has the eye seen that Elohim besides you. This lower Eden is considered a garden in comparison to the Eden above, and that garden is considered Eden in comparison to the garden below. Those who exist in the lower garden, which is the Garden of Eden on earth, receive pleasure from that Eden that is above them, which is the lower Chokhmah, every single Shabbat and every new moon, as it is written that it shall come to pass that every new moon and every Shabbat. My commentary, this is beginning the explanation of why new moons and Shabbatot are so special. And this is where we will leave the class tonight. We'll plan to finish the balance of Section 9 on Thursday evening. Are there any questions? While you're unmuting your phones, I'll remind you that tomorrow we have a class at 10:30 a.m. West Coast time, and that class will be on the 10 luminous emanations. We will be continuing our study there. And this coming tomorrow actually is the last 10 luminous emanations prior to the three-week period. So we'll be breaking to prepare ourselves for the three-week period before we return to the 10 luminous emanations. Then our 3 o'clock class will be continuing our advanced reincarnation. And we're going to be learning about the house of Hillel and the house of Shammai from the framework of reincarnation. I remind you that Monday night is our Rosh Chodesh event, even though Rosh Chodesh actually starts Sunday evening and goes through Tuesday at sundown. Are there any questions, comments, thoughts? You all are getting to the point where it's not just me that has information. You need to start sharing your information.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Brandy.
Okay, if the lower garden is Chokhmah, is the upper garden, is that Keter or Bina?
Well, the lower garden is not Chokhmah. The lower garden is Malchut. But what fulfills Malchut is the light of Chokhmah. that is veiled by the light of Chasadim. But once you understand what I just said, then the upper garden becomes Bina.
Okay, thank you.
Let me expand on that just a little bit. Do you consider the physical world a garden?
No. I don't.
That's fine. Why is that, though?
Because the physical world is an illusion. And to me, if it was a garden, it wouldn't be, everything wouldn't be an illusion. It would be
It's fine.
I don't know how to.
You don't have to express it. But let me ask you another question. Is any part of the physical illusion truthful?
No. I don't
if
think
it were, I understand. If there was part of the physical illusion that is truthful, would that be considered the lower garden?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I thought the lower garden was underneath Machpelah.
Do you think the lower garden is where?
At my pillow underneath.
Underneath your pillow?
No, my pillow.
Yes. The cave at my pillow. It's 10 o'clock. I'm getting sleepy. I probably need my pillow.
And I'm hearing a little bit that something with the accents kind of
got
me into misunderstanding. I thought you said pillow, and you're talking about the cave of Machpelah.
Right.
Actually, what is said in the Zohar is that the gate to the lower Garden of Eden is through the cave of Machpelah. But before the sin, where did Adam live? In the lower Garden of Eden or the physical world? What's the purpose of the physical world if not to become a lower Garden of Eden? Is the Garden of Eden in Bina, in not really Bina the Sephirah, but in Bina the world, which would be the world of Briah, of creation. Is it, if that's the higher garden, and the Malchut is to rise to be equivalent to, exactly like the higher Garden of Eden, and what comes along with Malchut is the physical world. So the ultimate goal of the Mashiach is to prepare the physical world to be able to rise to the level of Bina and be exactly like the upper Garden of Eden. So ultimately, you can either choose to see the physical world as in the process of becoming that lower Garden of Eden, or as Randy said, she doesn't see it that way. We all have options. We all have perceptions. Both are right.
I have a statement, Malka. The Mashiach is coming. This is the way I see it. The Mashiach is coming to bring the physical world, Malkut, up to Bina. And there will be no veiling in between. Is that right? There will be no veil. As where a Chokmah has to veil itself through mercy to reveal the light. But once the Mashiach comes, the light is enveloping the whole creation, just like the two luminaries. You know, there will be no veil. It will be complete light, but from creation, period. Is what I see from the light that is hidden from us, that was created in the beginning, when Adam was created.
Well said. When Adam was created, the light was fulfilling,
and that is the higher. That is the upper garden.
No, that was the lower garden. Adam represented Malchut. He was a physical manifestation of Malchut, which is essentially the Mashiach. Adam was the Mashiach. There was no one else to be Mashiach. No one else to be subservient to Mashiach. But essentially, Adam and Eve are the Mashiach, and they were created in the lower garden. But when they sinned, they fell into the physical world, and they brought with them the effect of their sin, which means that the physical world was initially the lower garden, and they were created in that lower garden, and the lower garden is Malchut,
but they have
which is the physical world. Say again.
They were created with a pure light. It wasn't veiled.
No, it was. It's not veiled. A spirit cannot be perceived without a garment. So I use the term veiled, and the Zohar uses the term veiled, but it's really more of a garment. When Mashiach comes and all of the peace and serenity comes into the physical world, are we going to wear clothes or are we going to be nude?
Well, I see it as a pure, I see it as a light vessel, as in our fingernails and toenails. If you're saying that's a garment, I understand that. But I thought that Adam would use the garment when he had to manifest things, and when he didn't have to manifest, I mean, he was like, you know, he could go from one end of the earth to the other. You know, did he have to have a garment to do that, or did he have to have the garment to manifest things, you know, in the garden?
It's an excellent question. It's a good question to take into a meditation.
I guess that's the body.
Go ahead.
And that's what I'm referencing as the upper gardens.
I understand.
Okay.
Excellent discussion. As long as it's as clear as mud to everyone. nobody laughs. Okay.
Well, it's very complex. If you're going to have a freedom, true freedom from your body, to me, that is the absolutely pure organese that was created. That you become that. You become that light.
Your our bodies were created out of the earth, dust of the earth, the sand, the dirt.
Right.
Okay? And then we were given a skin of translucency, like our nails. That's correct. But that skin that we were given, is that a garment or is it part of the body? Does that mean there was no separation? It depends on your perception. There was no separation because the translucency, all of the energy was flowing out of Adam, and he shone like the sun to the animals. Now, his skin was a garment, or it was part of his body, or there was no difference between them. Depends on your perception. Is the glass right. half full, or is the glass half empty, or is the glass just is? It exists. Then after the sin, the translucency, the skin of Adam became opaque, but it's still the skin. Just because it's opaque, does that mean it's different than before? It's an unanswered question. It's something to think about, but I didn't mean to cut you off, Anna. Go ahead.
Just can't tell when you're finished. I think you're finished, and I guess you're taking a breath. Well, it has to be something different because it was felt with an olive for ore, and then it became an iron, still pronounced ore.
Yes.
So there was definitely a change.
Don't we substitute the olive and the iron together because they come from the same part of the mouth?
I didn't hear the last part of the word. I didn't hear the last.
I'll repeat. Don't we substitute an aleph for an ayin and an ayin for an aleph because they come from the same part of the mouth? You can spell it with an aleph or you can spell it with an ayin. Is that truly a difference? Yes, it is a difference. The ayin represents Chachma. The aleph represents the Malchut in that sense of relativity. But they're both coming from the same part of the mouth. We substitute them back and forth.
Well, I was taught a little bit differently from one rabbi, and that was like it actually had a sound that was almost like ng, you know, like I'm stressing it too much, but almost like an MG.
The ion does have a sound, and the olive has a sound, and those sounds are different. But that doesn't mean we can't substitute them.
Well, to me, it's coming from a different part of the throat. But
no. If you look at the tikkun ha-nefesh in the level of the mouth, you'll see the letters, all 22 of them are there, and they're broken into five component sections. They're
they're classified into five different ways. And you'll see that the first one is the aleph, the hey, the het, and the ayin. They all come from the same part of the mouth. Yes, they have two different sounds, but they're coming from the same part of the mouth. Things to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions or comments? Shavua Tov, Kodesh Tov.
Okay, Kodesh Tov.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.